Disasters can hit year-round in the central and south coasts. We're in earthquake country. This year's heavy rainfall created flooding and mudslide concerns, and now, especially this time of year, we face the threat of major brush fires. Emergency services officials work year-round in coming up with plans for where you should go if you need to evacuate. But Ventura County is ready to roll with some new animal shelters in a trailer, which will provide places to stay for displaced pets.
The community needs to know that we are here for these pets.
Tara Diller is director of Ventura County Animal Services.
It's not a matter of if a disaster strikes, it's a matter of when. And Animal Services needs to be on the front line because we know firsthand the bond between people and animals. When disasters happen, people are really, truly focused on making sure that there's a place for their pets to go, or they're not going to leave. That is the reality.
Ventura County Animal Services has a pair of special trailers, each equipped with everything from enclosures to food for pets which have to be evacuated from their homes.
This trailer, basically what it is, it's a kennel in a box. So it provides us all the supplies to be able to set up a temporary shelter in a remote location and be able to care for 65 plus animals. With two of the trailers that we have, within one in Simi and one in Camarillo, we could actually house over 130 animals. So that way they have a place to take their animal if need be.
Brian Bray is field operations supervisor with Ventura County Animal Services. Each is equipped with more than 10,000 items.
So you would pull up in a space, maybe the county fairgrounds, and basically just set up shelter on the road.
Shelter on the road, absolutely, yes. Yeah, we can go to any remote location. We have everything we need to set up a temporary facility. So if a fire did break here in Ventura County, depending on where the location is of it, we would go to the Ventura County Fairgrounds or another location and set up our shelter so we can house the animals.
Bray says the idea is the disaster shelters for pets will be deployed in connection with shelters for their owners.
So anytime American Red Cross opens up a shelter for a human, we actually can open up a shelter adjacent to them to house the animals for people that are in the American Red Cross shelter. This gives us the assistance we need to be able to offer that assistance to the humans that are affected by the disasters.
Ventura County Animal Services Director Tara Diller says after seeing the way people refuse to leave their pets and sometimes leave their homes because of their pets during one of America's worst natural disasters, she became convinced of the value of mobile disaster shelters.
I have experienced firsthand the heartbreaking decision that owners have had to make when it comes to leaving their home without their pets. Having assisted in Hurricane Katrina for 11 days, trying to get people out of their homes that were on their rooftops with their pets, and them telling me if I wasn't there to take their pets, they wouldn't leave.
The hope is the trailers will help convince people not to hesitate when it comes time to evacuate.
Giving this resource to be able to house them and give them an opportunity to go into a shelter while we watch their animal that's right next to them and they can come visit the animal really helps out the community and the animals.
Brian Bray with Ventura County Animal Services says the two trailers were funded with more than $40,000 in grants.
We applied for a Homeland Security grant to purchase the trailers in collaboration with the Sheriff OES. We also obtained sponsorships from the Dog Fanciers Association, the Dog Judges of America, and then also the San Buenaventura Dog Club. They all contributed money to the purchase of the trailers.
The trailers are unique. County Animal Services officials say there's only a few of them on the West Coast, with the next closest one in Sacramento. They say they hope they won't need the trailers anytime soon, but as we move into high brush fire season, the reality is they'll probably be deployed for the first time. In Simi Valley, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.